Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 398, Try Not, by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com, and I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Happy Wednesday, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Now, what's really fun about the post I'm going to read to you is Ms. Fanouni kind of nerds out a little bit. Usually when I read posts from Steve Kam of Nerd Fitness like I did earlier this week, he likes to use comic book movies and Legend of Zelda references, Transformers, all of those kinds of, you know, quote-unquote nerd references to get his point across. But as you're soon going to hear, Ms. Fanouni goes into a little bit of that too, which I didn't know she was maybe a closet nerd like the rest of us. Before we get to her post, I'm so due to giving you an inspirational quote. So here we go. Quote, "Hold yourself responsible for a higher standard than anybody else expects of you. Never excuse yourself. Never pity yourself. Be a hard master to yourself and be lenient to everybody else." Henry Ward Beecher. Now, before we get to Ms. Fanouni's post, I want to remind you, if you want to help support the 5 shows in our network, come by oldpodcast.com/support. We have a bunch of ways you can help out, and most of them are free. So I thank you in advance for doing that. Let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Try Not, by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. I have a confession. I am a bit of a closet sci-fi geek. Okay, not a closet geek, pretty much an openly unabashed Star Wars geek. And Master Yoda is among my favorite characters. He was simple yet profound in his counsel, consistently making his point with minimal dialogue and maximal impact. I often find myself wishing I had my own personal Yoda to guide me through life's muddy waters. And then I realize that my nerd is showing. Oops. If we could, however, learn to embody this sentiment, I truly believe we would take significantly greater steps towards the ultimate version of ourselves. There are a great many life lessons we can extract from the miracle that is the Star Wars saga, but for today, I will focus on the notion of try, given this is the idea that has been weighing on my heart as of late. In this particular instance, Yoda was preparing Luke to take on the Empire, teaching him to imbibe the Force and master the ways of the Jedi. Let's face it though, Luke was kind of a pansy. And by kind of, I mean he was legit the most annoyingly exasperating character in the series. Well, maybe second to C-3PO. In fact, Luke lacked so much patience and discipline that Yoda initially told Obi-Wan he could not be trained. Alas, Luke found himself engaged in Jedi training within Yoda's slimy mudhole. My home, this is. Repeatedly failing to levitate his X-Wing. True to form, he whined, lamenting that he was trying, but he just couldn't do it. In order to set his pansy ass straight, Yoda dropped what was arguably his most potent knowledge bomb. Try not, do or do not, there is no try. But either way, shut your mouth and quit whining, boy. The fate of the galaxy is at stake, sheesh. So long story short, pansy or not, Luke prevailed and went forth to help restore peace to the galaxy. He certainly reverted every now and again to his sniveling nature along his path towards full Jedi status. He stumbled, made epic mistakes, and annoyed the crap out of me on the regular. But eventually, he did come into his own. Ultimately, Luke was able to embody the way of the Jedi, Vader was given his opportunity to redeem himself by killing the Emperor, and the galaxy was declared impervious to the dark side. For now. I will do my best to not go on a Star Wars rant, and instead fulfill my original purpose, which was to relate the concept of try not to training and nutrition-related endeavors. It'll be hard to do. The nerd inside me is fighting, but I will certainly try. Insert maniacal laugh here. Within the context of iron, there's no such thing as trying. In the weight room, the moment you try instead of do, you're indicating and accepting that there is an opportunity for failure, a chance that you simply will not succeed. You let that nasty little voice in your head, you know, the one that says, you're going to miss this lift, grow louder and more pronounced. You cultivate defeat. Within the context of sustenance, there is, again, no such thing as trying. You either eat in a way that supports your goals or you don't. You simply do not try to eat better. You do, or you don't. And when you don't, that's okay too. Heck, we've all seen the bottom of a pint of Ben and Jerry's before. So, what if you strategically adjust your inner dialogue? What if you implore determination instead of hesitation? What if you change your paradigm from try to do? You will make a choice. You will show up to training sessions on time and in the right frame of mind. You will press that kettlebell. You will learn to use your lats. You will sprint as fast as you can. You will engage your glutes. You will get your eating habits under control. Or else you won't. But either way, there is no in between. Will is the power to control one's actions, impulses, or emotions, regardless of the environment or the task at hand. Will is self-discipline, certitude, confidence. If you approach the bar, you know, the one with the weights, not the one with the bottles, with said certitude and confidence, you will move the weight. You absolutely will succeed, provided you're adhering to intelligent training progressions, of course. On the contrary, approaching the bar with uncertainty or indecisiveness significantly reduces the chances of completing the lift. Anyone who has ever missed a lift can tell you that somewhere in the back of their mind, there was that nasty little voice telling them they might not succeed. F this voice. This is the trying voice. There is no room for this voice in the pursuit of success. Success requires legitimate backbone. Successful people are tenacious, persistent, and self-disciplined. Successful people don't try, they do. And when they fail, they do again, and again, and again. Changing your paradigm from one of trying to one of doing isn't easy to accomplish, but then again, easily obtained things aren't usually worth much. Ever notice how much you don't enjoy the free songs on iTunes? Yeah, it's because they suck. You gotta pay for the good stuff. When presented with a challenge, either take it or don't. Lift or don't. Sprint or stop. Succeed or fail. Go hard or go home, right? Luke Skywalker was a straight-up sissy until he stopped whining about trying and started morphing himself into a moderate badass. So do you want to be sissy farm boy Luke from Tatooine or hardcore Jedi Luke who brought balance to the Force? You just listened to the post titled Try Not by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So yes, I consider myself a nerd as well, but believe it or not, I've never been a Star Wars or Star Trek nerd, so I'm just hoping I pronounced all those names and planets properly. As I was reading Ms. Fanuni's post, a quote kept coming to mind. This quote comes from a book called Self-Directed Behavior, which is written by PhDs who go through steps for how to change your behavior. They kind of lead you through that process. And one of the quotes that jumped out at me read something like this: if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. So if you've never had that healthy meal plan, if you've never had that body that you've always wanted, you probably must do things that you've never done before. Actually plan your meals. Do those workouts that you've always said you wanted to do but never did. Commit to things that you've never had to commit to before. That makes sense, right? And it's not about trying. Remember, it's about doing. But you don't have to do everything right away. Do small steps. That's okay. Do move in the right direction. That's what's most important. And of course, think about doing things that you've never done before in order to get what you've never had. Now, one last time before I go, really quickly, if you want to show some support for our podcasts, there are many ways to help out, both free and otherwise. Just come by oldpodcast.com/support to check it out. All right, that's enough out of me today. Thank you, as always, for listening. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll be back here tomorrow with a post from regular contributor Mia Shanks and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.